Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Are we now at war? I was in a completely apolitical cultural event on the evening President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. returned from his trilateral summit in Washington, D.C., with U.S. President Joe Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, when the friendliest-looking gentleman on my table welcomed me with a question I could neither answer nor ignore. "Are we now at war?" he asked. "Not to my knowledge," I said, after being stunned for a while. "But are we going to war?" "I hope and pray not. But honestly, I cannot tell," I said. At the time, the Ukraine war was being freshly resupplied with modern U.S. arms, the war between Hamas and Israel refused to level off, and Iran had just launched unprecedented missile and drone strikes against Israel in retaliation for a deadly airstrike that had earlier destroyed Tehran's consular building in Damascus. But my interlocutor was not talking about any of these wars, he was talking about the proxy war against China, which the U.S. government and the Marcos government appear to have procured at the Washington summit for the Philippines and the rest of the world. Some powerful navies have already joined the U.S. 7th Fleet in patrolling the South China Sea, not necessarily in search of Islamist terrorists or Somali pirates. With these various forces joining the U.S., the projected war against China could easily turn the Philippines into an Asian version of Ukraine, whether it is invaded, Russian-style, or not. How and when the war will finally begin, I cannot say, but we cannot have any illusions about it. It will be fought on Asian soil, waters and airspace, and Filipinos, not Americans or Australians or Canadians or West Europeans, will be its first and last casualties. Whether the war is fought with conventional weapons or with nuclear arms, we cannot escape it if it is imposed on us. Not even our highest officials or our richest countrymen can. During the last Pacific War, when the Japanese military occupied the Philippines after the attack on Pearl Harbor and the fall of Bataan, then President Manuel L. Quezon escaped to the United States via Australia together with General Douglas MacArthur, who eventually returned. I cannot see the same scenario being replayed for President Marcos. The playbook will be completely different. Filipinos, beginning with President Marcos, will have to exert every effort to try to prevent a war with China from happening. This should be the real game changer. They will have to oppose war with all their reason and resolve. Like the American patriots who oppose their government's foolish involvement in Vietnam, they have to wage the strongest possible campaign to reverse the Marcos government's decision to get involved in the war. Such involvement violates several key provisions of our Constitution. Filipinos, beginning with their president, must have a clear understanding of this fact and must be prepared to fight for their rights. As I have repeatedly pointed out in this column, the Philippine Constitution proclaims an independent foreign policy, renounces war as an instrument of national policy, declares itself as a nuclear weapons-free state, and prohibits the presence of foreign military bases, troops or facilities except under a treaty duly concurred in by the Senate and, if Congress so requires, ratified by a majority of the votes cast by the people in a national referendum held for that purpose and recognized as a treaty by the other contracting state. All these provisions the government has witlessly and unconscionably violated. It has abandoned its earlier proclamation of being a friend to all and an enemy to none and joined the U.S. campaign to contain China's rise as a world power. Without the benefit of a treaty, but only through an executive agreement called Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement, EDCA, it has granted the U.S. 4 operational sites inside Philippine military bases to preposition its forces, facilities and war materiel for possible use against China in case of war. In violation of the Philippines' status as a nuclear weapons-free state, the government has allowed the storage of nuclear-capable weapons in these EDCA sites. The government's participation in the U.S. war preparations against China is not supported by any legislated policy but merely by executive fiat, which has no constitutional basis. The president does not have the right to get the country involved in any war without the people's consent. The authority to declare the existence of a state of war belongs to Congress rather than to the president. But as happened during the Vietnam War, when certain U.S. officials and anti-war protesters demanded a stop to the bombing of the Gulf of Tonkin, the Johnson administration responded by suspending the U.S. Constitution instead. This is what has happened in the Philippines. As far as the issues above are concerned, the Constitution is at the point of death. That is dangerous and bad enough. Far worse than that, the country is not prepared to survive any war that could turn nuclear. There are unconfirmed rumors that the U.S. Western Military Command has raised the Defense Readiness Condition, DEFCON, to DEFCON 1, codenamed Cocked Pistol, the highest level of readiness for nuclear war. If true, This probably is the war planner's reaction to the war in the Middle East and in Europe rather than to the aborning war in the Asia-Pacific. But if a nuclear war breaks out, whatever causes it, we shall all be heading for the nearest bunkers to survive. The bad news is that while Albania has 750,000 nuclear bunkers for its 2.7 million people, Switzerland 360,000 for its 9 million, Finland 54,000 for 5.6 million Finns, Israel more than a million for 9.6 million Israelis, Japan 60,000 for its 125.1 million, and China, Russia and the US have their own fallout shelters in various strategic places. There is not a single known nuclear shelter of any size in the Philippines. Fstot@gmail.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.